world. This is The Sift. I'm Kent Covington. House Republicans want to see a visitor log of everyone who set foot in President Biden's Delaware residence over the past 2 years. White House lawyers said today that it's a private home, so no such logs exist. Republicans asked for a visitor log after investigators found batches of classified documents at his house. Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
President Biden, having been in Washington for decades, certainly understands, you know, how classified information should be handled.
But he said Biden seems to be ignoring those rules. The Justice Department has appointed a special counsel to investigate the matter. In Sicily, Italian police walked a notorious mafia boss out of a clinic in handcuffs today. Police have been chasing Matteo Messina Denaro for nearly 30 years. He went into hiding in 1993 after a series of bombings throughout Italy that killed 10 people. He was convicted in absentia for the attacks, leading to multiple life sentences. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni called the arrest a victory. She said it's thanks to the sacrifice of heroes who worked tirelessly to catch the mob boss. Six people are dead after a shooting early this morning at a Central California home. The victims include a 17-year-old mother and her baby. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau.
We believe we have at least two suspects at this point. We also believe that this is not a random act of violence. We believe that this was a targeted family.
Boudreau said authorities believe the violence to be drug and gang related. In the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, the death toll has now risen to 40 from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building. World's Josh Schumacher has more.
Ukrainian authorities say 75 more people were wounded in the weekend attack. Workers have rescued almost 40 residents, but say 30 more are still missing. Western leaders condemned the strike, saying attacks on civilians are inhumane and violate international law. Moscow says it launched missiles over the weekend, but it denies targeting civilians. It blames Ukrainian air defense systems for the damage. For World, I'm Josh Schumacher.
Nearly 600 CEOs and more than 50 heads of state are gathering in the Swiss Alps for a meeting of the World Economic Forum. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko appeared at the summit to implore Western leaders to provide more aid to his country.
We receive right now much more support, but it's not enough. To be honest, it's not enough.
Klitschko added that discussions about if and when Ukraine will receive support from the West generally take too long to resolve. For World, I'm Kent Covington. For more sound journalism grounded in facts and biblical truth, visit thesift.org.
Additional support comes from Teen Mother Choices International. With more than 30 years' experience, TMC International trains churches in a Christ-centered program that offers hope and a purpose to teen moms. More at teenmotherchoices.org.